Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Construction Influencer Podcast, the podcast where leadership is lived and not just learned. I'm Nicole Miller, your guide on this journey to uncover the most inspiring and transformative leadership stories. Every episode, we dive deep into the hearts and the minds of today's most influential leaders, from the boardroom to the battlefield, the classroom to the community. We're here to discover not just what makes a leader, but what makes a legacy. Get ready for unfiltered conversations, behind-the-scenes insights, and personal stories of triumph and adversity. We will explore the pivotal moments that define a leader and the lessons that have propelled them to the forefront of their fields. Join us as we embark on this journey of discovery and inspiration. It's a pleasure to have you. I always like to give a little bit of background in terms of how I meet the guests on the podcast. And you actually had responded to a call to action that I threw out for the Construction Influencer Podcast. I said, hey,
that's right.
Anybody want to be a guest on my show? Let me know. Yep. And you had responded. And then you and I had a chance to sit down and chat a little bit and found some things that we had in common. We both do some fractional work. You're a fractional CMO. I'm a fractional chief sales. So, and you also are an author, or you're writing a book. So where are you on your book?
Attempting to be.
It better not be, because you already have it on your LinkedIn.
No. I'm 90,000. I'm 90,000 words in. I'm trying to get to about 100,000 to 110,000 words.
And okay, that's insane.
At that point, that will be single spaced about 220 pages.
Okay.
It's a daunting task. I plan on having it out by June, but it'll be an authoritative take on, you know, the talent war in construction. So yeah, we can discuss that.
Yeah. So let's talk about it. So your book is called How to Win the Coming War for Talent in Construction. Yep. And I want to unpack a little bit for the listeners. Mm-hmm. Just give us a quick overview. What is your book about?
Yeah. So the way I've designed it is, first of all, it'll start out with the history of, you know, talent and recruiting and construction going all the way back to pre-World War II. And it won't spend much time on that, just taking it through where it started, where it is now, and potential future. But more than that, beyond that, the chapters are structured in a way to be a resource. They're structured in a way to be a guide. So you don't have to read it from front to back like you would a story. You can, if you have questions in your mind or questions for your team, let's say you've got everything in content under control, but you're not really sure how to implement some AI features to attract talent. You can just skip over to the AI portion and go into an exhaustive area within that of, you know, tools and different products that you can utilize to attract better talent. So it's designed to be flip through resource. You can read it from front to back. It's fine, but it's not necessary.
So this is what I'm hearing you say is it's a guide to basically finding the tools to be able to attract the appropriate talent.
That is a guide. It's also strategies. So it'll cover everything from employer branding, you know, uses of videos. It talks how CEOs can be, you know, some of the best tools of getting out there on podcasts and things of that nature to discuss what the culture is within their company and all of that. The use of drone footage over job sites to show a really clean, safe looking job site and why that's important and why the best. So just understand, my focus is trying to help companies actually find the best talent, because the really good guys are savvy. They're going to look at a lot of stuff surrounding your company and brand before they make a decision to jump ship and come on board with you, right? Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. You know, covering all of those, you know, just putting out something on ZipRecruiter for a job opening isn't going to be sufficient for top talent. You know, top talent's going to want to know you, see your social media presence. They're going to want to hear testimonials and stories from your actual employees and the use of video to do that. There's going to be a lot of research done into your organization and everything else. So it's really designed to help you upskill and to attract a better caliber talent.
So it sounds like basically the book is about branding the company, to attract talent. Is that what I'm hearing you
Correct.
Say? Okay. Very
Correct.
Good. Awesome. Yeah. So what inspired you to write this?
So I've spent probably 25 years in the talent acquisition space, staffing and recruiting and stuff for engineers, manufacturing, construction. I am always astonished when I, and I've also acted as chief marketing officer for quite a few, fractionally for quite a few construction companies. And I'm always amazed at just how little these companies understand about attracting top talent.
Yeah.
A lot of it is, you know, they've built their business off of luck and hard work and sweat, and they've taken it to a certain level of revenue, certain level of whatever. And once they hit that peak, it's kind of like they stay there and they can't understand why they're not going to the next level. And it takes people to take you to the next level. But the old ways of doing things, like I said, just putting out an ad on ZipRecruiter or, you know, stuff like that. I mean, A players aren't necessarily going to come to work for you based on that type of strategy. So,
well, what I think is interesting about what you just said is that a lot of companies think that branding and marketing is to attract business
leads, right?
Right. Like a lot of people think that that's the objective.
Right.
Like the more content we push out, the more business that will come in. Mm-hmm. And you touched on it very briefly a couple of moments ago when you said you need the people to be able to, you know, continue to build the plane, right?
Yeah, 100%.
To continue to build the jet. So for the listeners, it's having that mind shift in that branding and marketing is not only to attract business and to, you know, obtain the leads.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a way for businesses to be attracting that top talent that you're talking about, the top people that take their companies to the next level, the top people that are the talent they've been looking for so long, maybe working with a recruiter or LinkedIn jobs, or, mm-hmm. you know, there's a million places that you can post a job, but really being able to create content within your own company that not only attracts business, but also mm-hmm. attracts the top talent that you're looking to scale your business.
Right. And you just, so as a guy that worked as, you know, in the marketing CMO space for recruiting firms and staffing companies, those companies have to be able to sell your construction company to the A players. So when they call up, they don't just say, hey, I've got a, you know, project management job. They have to say, I've got a project management job. It's the perfect fit for you. It's 5 miles from your home. The culture there is amazing. This is how it's managed. This is how top brass views things and how they, you know, have organized their organization. You know, they're either an ESOP. I mean, they've got to go through a whole list of things to sell this A player on potentially leaving a current position.
Yeah.
And moving. So by implementing a lot of the stuff that's in the book that I'm writing, you're going to also give recruiting firms a load of information that they can go and sell you to A players. I also, talking about the marketing and the branding, you know, it's not just about leads. It's also about talent acquisition and culture. But I always tell people marketing allows you to say no to new business. Mm-hmm. Really good mm-hmm. marketing allows you to say no to crappy leads.
Explain that a little bit.
Yeah. So if you've got a strong channel, you've got the best players, you've got the manpower to handle bigger and better jobs, and you can grow, right? And as your lead funnel begins to get larger at the bottom, right, you're getting all these leads in, you can then be picky. You can be choosy.
You can be very selective about who you get to do business with.
You're not just taking anything that comes across the bow because you need to make payroll, right?
Right.
You're able to say, I don't want that job. So marketing to me allows a company to say no to new business. And so I try to get that point across when I'm speaking to especially with clients that are new with me, as I say, look, let's build your business so that you can say a lot of no's.
Instead, I think that's the dream place for any, you know, CEO or president or just owner of a company to be is to be in a position where you can say, you can choose who you say yes to and you can select your clients. That's
100%.
The dream place to be.
100%.
The desperation and the, you know, maybe where people start when they begin their business, right? They start their business, they need all of the leads possible to be able to make the wheels turn on the bus. And then they can finally get to a point where they can select who they get to do business with and not.
If they ever get there, a lot of times because the initial launch was an owner passionate, went a million miles an hour to get his startup off the ground, just started taking stuff, hired as he went along, had no real plan from the beginning. Right. And so he's, you know, he or she is just caught up in this forever cycle of needing to, you know, cover costs, cover payroll, cover, you know, materials and everything else. So, you know, as anything comes in that's promising for some money, they just keep saying yes to it. But it's typically because they don't have a large enough footprint from a branding and marketing standpoint. To be selective. So I always say, if you're young in the business, if you're just getting started or whatever, treat your company today. Just pretend, like think 5 years down the road or 10, treat your company today as a startup or as a newer company as you would a 10-year-old company. Line out your marketing strategy, line out your hiring strategy, your growth strategy, your branding strategy, and all of that. And for God's sakes, always think of an exit. You know, that's another thing that the book talks about is when you have a full roster of A players and you become 65 years old and your daughter or son doesn't want to take over the business or whatever it may be, right? You can't sell Jimmy's construction. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jimmy is Jimmy, and when he's ready to go sit on the front porch and drink tea, his business is kind of done. But if you're well branded and you have A players across the board and you've got, you know, your finances have been done strong, say through a fractional CFO or a CFO or whatever, your marketing's done well, you've got a deep digital footprint, you've got all this stuff, you're utilizing effective tools and you have a roster of A players, lots of people will swoop in and buy that company when you're ready to go sit on the front porch. Mm-hmm. So don't work forever just to walk away from something and it's done when you walk away, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad that you bring that up. So what would be your recommendation? So say it is a newer company, or maybe it's a company that has been around for a while and they've never really leveraged any type of branding or marketing initiatives. From your experience, what would be the top, I don't know, just give us like the top two or three initiatives that seem to be the most impactful for a business?
Yeah. I mean, depending on the industry, if you're really reliant on leads, let's say like roofing or whatever, right? In my opinion, unfortunately, you're probably going to need to get into some heavy SEO and heavy PPC. You know, I think that's where you're going to have to set the money aside, in my opinion, because it is all about when the storms hit, you got to turn those ads on and you got to be in front of people in order to attract them. If you're on the general contracting side and you're looking to do larger projects, say build out or whatever, you know, at that point, I think more account-based marketing type stuff where you're directly going after the private equity guys, the money guys, the land development guys to get your name in front of them. That's where I would spend the majority of my time, because they're going to know when the projects are coming way before anybody else. I want to get digital information in front of them. I want to connect with them on social. I want to do podcasts with them. I want to have meetings with them. You know, I want to get them into my email newsletter, and things like that, so that I'm staying top of mind, right?
Yeah.
So it really just depends on the industry.
Yeah, the magic of being in front of people without being in front of people.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Yeah. So I want to circle back around to your book for just a second. I know that writing a book is a very deep personal journey. Can you share any of the anecdotes or the moments of revelation that you experienced while you were writing your manuscript?
Yeah. So I mean, it's usually in my quiet time in the mornings. I get up before everybody in the house. Typically, I'll have my coffee and quiet time, and I get my top. And, you know, it started with just obviously brainstorming anything and everything related to 25 years of head knowledge.
Just brainstorming with yourself. Okay.
Yeah. And just, you know, throwing it all out there on the table, like every aspect that I've run into. Again, I've worked with $750 million multinational staffing companies that, you know, are in Australia, the UK, the US, and they're high volume construction and engineering and manufacturing, you know, hiring agencies. And so, you know, I've got a lot of deep insight into the challenges of the companies that they're staffing and everything else. So I was just, you know, word vomiting out everything onto a page of anything I could think of, right? Then organizing those thoughts, getting them more organized and more organized and more organized. And then once I got them organized, then I started putting them into folders, really, about subject matter. And then once I went there, I just literally started taking that specific idea or that specific topic and subject and just began writing.
Just thin slice, like take that and thin slice
bam,
it.
Bam, 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 bam. And I made myself stay within some bumper rails. So I was like, okay, each chapter, I don't want to have a 500 word chapter and then a 4,000 word chapter, yeah. Right? I'm going to try to stay within a bumper rail of 1,500 to 2,000 words per chapter. Looking at, I think I'm roughly on 110 chapters now, maybe. But the first probably 20 were short. They were more history. The next ones went up into that 1,500 to 2,000, right?
Yeah, so, that's a big book. It's like a dictionary. You've got a large book.
It's going to be 220 pages of single spaced hardcover book. But what I think is cool is think about all the different people that can utilize this. A leadership and construction company, obviously, right? But their marketing teams could buy this and use it as a resource. Recruitment staffing companies, they can buy this and use it as a resource. In fact, when I put it out there on LinkedIn that I was doing the book, I had a ton of construction recruiters reaching out saying, as soon as this is out, let me know, I want a copy.
LinkedIn is so powerful. I just recorded another episode right before you, and we were talking about the power of LinkedIn. And it doesn't surprise me that you had a bunch of people respond to that and reach out to you.
No, I built a $1 million agency, a marketing agency with really me and one other guy, and then an offshore delivery team, you know, prior to doing all of this. And I did that solely off of content on LinkedIn. I didn't spend a single dime on ads. I didn't pay for any, you know, job fairs or anything like that. Nothing. I mean, it was all content strictly on LinkedIn.
It's powerful.
And it's very powerful. And so anybody not utilizing it to build their business is insane.
I agree. They just maybe don't understand the power of it. But okay, so back to your book really quickly. We've only got a couple of minutes here. Yeah. But okay, when is it going to be complete? Where can people buy it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the goal is to have it done by June, all completely done, edited. I'm going to have somebody else edit it because my eyes will cross trying to do all that. So the goal is to have it done by June. And then once it's done, I plan on probably releasing it on Blurb, where you can just... I don't have to order a bunch of copies. It can just sell one-offs, but, you know, nice hard copy, good quality, you know, it'll look great on a desk, I think. So yeah, I'll be able to put a Blurb link on my website and then go there and purchase it. I may do a digital version, but I just think there's something cool about the hard copy version.
Yeah. So question for you, what is your... Do you have a dream goal out of this? What are you wanting to achieve here?
Yeah. So ultimately, what I'd like to do is I would like to help other marketing firms that are working in the construction space implement some of these strategies. I would like to work and train with staffing and recruiting firms that want to implement these strategies. And then finally, just selfishly, I'm hoping that I can be the guy that said, you know, I wrote the book on talent attraction and construction, right? And I'm hoping construction companies hire me to be their fractional CMO. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's only so much of me to go around. I probably can't work with more than, you know, a handful of clients. But at the end of the day, you know, I hope to stay as booked as possible because of the book.
That's awesome. It's an undertaking for sure. You've got a lot of chapters going on here. So congratulations on that. Yeah. Where can people find you?
So I am on LinkedIn under C.R. Kovach. That's my first and middle initial. And anybody send me a connection request. I'm not snobby. I accept them all.
Oh, and you respond very quickly. I think we've had some great conversations on LinkedIn.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, hey, I certainly appreciate that you were able to jump on, that we were able to connect.
Of course.
And you could share some of the inspiration of your book, what people can look forward to. And I look forward to getting a copy.
Oh, you'll get a free copy for sure.
Oh, thank you. Signed, of course.
Yeah, signed, of course. Yeah. But yeah, you'll definitely get a copy. And I really appreciate you having me on today.
Of course. Thank you so much.
All right.
Hey, make sure that you subscribe to the Construction Influencer Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and never miss an episode of Leadership in Action. Here's to leading with purpose and inspiring the next generation. Thank you so much for listening, and let the journey begin.